Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Thank you, Katie, and hello everyone, and welcome to program number 593 of Nostalgia Radio Time. This week it's old time radio time on Nostalgia Radio Time. We've got two great programs, beginning with the Coca-Cola Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands featuring Charlie Barnett's orchestra. This goes back to March 14th of 1945.
The Coca-Cola Company presents the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands, tonight playing at the Naval Receiving Station, Shoemaker, California. Tonight and every night, Monday through Saturday, the Coca-Cola Company sends America's favorite bands to America's fighters and workers all over the country. Wherever they are, in Maine, Florida, California, Oregon, we bring them the music they love best, played by the bands they really like most. For the men and women on the Victory March, the Victory Parade. Tonight is one of the greatest bands in the land for the officers and men of the United States Naval Receiving Station, Shoemaker, California. Presenting in person and in the spotlight, Charlie Barnett.
Thank you, Navy, and hello, everybody. This is Charlie Barnett. Tonight we're putting in at the Naval Receiving Station at Shoemaker, California. We're making fast with songs and tunes till 21:30. And now we're taking a sounding on tune number one.
Aye, aye, sir. And it's an old-timer, but oh, boy. Listen to Rockin' in Rhythm. We'll be right back.
the spotlight's on refreshment, it's Coca-Cola. The drink that really goes with good times here at home and the drink that's filled with memories of home for our boys overseas. Yes, time to tune into romance as Jenny Powell tunes up to romantic song, Dream. Spotlight points with pride to the officers and men of the United States Naval Receiving Station, Shoemaker, California. But this is really an arsenal of manpower, a storehouse of American strength. Here are thousands upon thousands of blue jackets awaiting assignments to ships and shore stations all over the Pacific. And while they wait, they learn gunnery, firefighting, damage control, and other combat subjects. Yes, they sharpen their wits with intensive courses in navigation, aircraft identification, and radio code. They keep physically fit by spending long hours in drill and calisthenics. And by the time their orders come through, they're well prepared for the duties that lie ahead. So to this great naval center, to Commodore O.M. Forster, and to each and every one of its late salute. Naval Receiving Station at Shoemaker, California is called Fleet City. And tonight the fleet's in, you betcha, in the spotlight. And now the spotlight sort of takes these blue jackets on a musical cruise to the tune of a Phil Barton song, More and More. Thank you.
the blue of your eyes. More and more I find it more than thrilling to share this dream that needed fulfilling. More and more I'm less and less unwilling to give up wanting more and more of you.
That, so help me, was Charlie Barnett playing his own very grand composition, Skyliner. Yes, 6 nights a week, the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands set sail for Army camps, naval bases, and war plants all over the country. And tonight, no exception. For our port of call is a naval training station, Shoemaker, California. Retired alongside with music, and now Phil Barton and Ginny Powell make everything secure with a song, Two Cigarettes.
One night without making a date, I called on my love after eight. I saw by the blue statuettes an ashtray with two cigarettes, while kissing and holding her tight, she reached back to hide them from sight. But I saw the name of the blend, the cigarettes of my best friend. Her kiss, her voice never betrayed the secret game she played. I thought it much better for me to pretend I didn't see. The next day she told everything. We canceled our wedding in spring. I tell it with tears and regrets, a story of two cigarettes.
The heat's on, the lid's off, as the Charlie Barnett Band roll out our lucky seventh tune, Dear Old Southland. Thank you. voice as Charlie Barnett signs his musical signature on the Coca-Cola guest register. It's been night number 777 for the victory parade of spotlight bands. And we've marched 923,094 spotlight miles. Another Coca-Cola program is on the air for your enjoyment. Songs by Morton Downey every day, Monday through Friday. For time and station, consult your local newspaper. And in the meantime, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For rice cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. Tomorrow night, the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands will be at Camp Kilmer, New Brunswick, New Jersey, with music by Benny Goodman. And now this is Jackson Wheeler saying, see you then for the Coca-Cola Company. Good night.
And that was the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands, sponsored by Coca-Cola, featuring Charlie Barnett's orchestra from March 14th of 1945. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you'd like featured on the program, send a request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, I would love to have you be a part of our social media outlets on Facebook and Twitter. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios and acquire a fully restored and functional set, now many with Bluetooth capability, get in touch with me. Check out my website, www.radioaddict.com/Van Beek. That's all one word, V-A-N-B, two E's and a K, and I've got some great sets available. Up next, we've got the Jack Benny program. This goes back to March 7th of 1954, featuring his guest, Crazy Guggenheimer, Frank Fontaine.
From New York City, the Lucky Strike program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wolf. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Benny's second week in New York, and right now we'd like to take you to Jack's room at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Unfortunately, he's not staying there. So we take you to his room at the Acme Plaza.
East side, west side, all around the town. Doggone, every time Mr. Benny comes to New York, he always stays at this broken-down hotel.
Good morning, Rochester.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Benny. Did you have a good night's sleep?
Yeah, by the way, what kind of weather are we having today? Is it raining?
I don't think so.
Oh, is it sunny out?
I'm not sure.
Maybe it's cloudy and drizzly.
Could be.
On the other hand, it might be clear and cold.
Boss, if you'd only get a room with a window, we could stop playing 20 questions.
Never mind.
Say, look what time it is. I better get your breakfast in a hurry. You've got that 10 o'clock appointment with your dentist.
No, Rochester. I went to the dentist yesterday, and I'm all finished.
Good. Well, I'll order your breakfast.
Room service.
Hello, this is Rochester. I'd like to order some breakfast for Mr. Benny.
What'll he have this morning? Farina, oatmeal, mush, or cream of wheat?
Ham and eggs. He can chew again.
Oh, that's good. It'll be nice to have him smile at me for a change. Now, what else, please?
Buttered toast and coffee.
Coffee?
Yes.
The management of the Acme Plaza Hotel requests that we make this announcement to our guests. Due to the recent increases in the cost of wholesale coffee, we are forced to raise our prices.
You raised your price in coffee?
Yes, it's 5 cents a cup now.
Well, send it along. Your breakfast will be along soon, boss.
Oh, thank you.
By the way, boss, can I have tonight off? Some friends of mine are giving me a farewell party.
No, Roger, I have a lot of things for you to do.
Can I have tomorrow night off?
No.
Well, how about Tuesday night?
Yeah, Tuesday night sounds all right. Where are you going Tuesday?
The same party. It'll still be rolling.
I should have known.
Well, Rochester. I'll get it.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Don. Don, how are you? Don, turn yourself sideways and come in. I didn't expect you.
Well, I just thought I'd drop by. I have a little surprise for you.
Surprise?
Yeah, I was out with your sponsor last night, and he told me how happy he is with your radio and TV programs.
Oh, that's nice.
And to show his appreciation, he's buying tickets for all of us to see a Broadway show tomorrow night.
Which one?
LSMFT and Sympathy.
Oh, yeah. I hated to tell him that Deborah Carr wasn't Dorothy Collins. But tell me, Don, how are you enjoying... Oh, that's probably my breakfast.
Jack, it could be the singing group from the hit parade.
Oh, yes, you told me they wanted to audition for me while we're here in New York. Well, come on in, fellas. Don, are they going to sing a song from the hit parade?
Jack, they're going to do a Lucky Strike Extra, something from the all-time hit parade. Go ahead, fellas.
You better wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, son, it's time that you were rising. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along. And now how about a commercial?
You mean?
We gotta have a commercial.
We didn't have one at rehearsal.
Makes no difference, we gotta have it now.
Well, let me think. Now let's see. There is no, nothing like puff, puff, puff and a lucky strike.
That's good.
It's the best smoke yet. It's the cigarette you are sure to like. Light up, and you'll agree. L.S. L.S. dash M.F.T. cleaner, fresher and much smoother too. So be happy go lucky. If you'll tear them, and then if you'll compare them, you'll say they're really, 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 really better. You'll be starting in right. Go buy a carton tonight. They're okay. Let's light a lucky strike. Lucky's have a taste you like. Let's light one now. Cause you know there's nothing quite like puffin'. Let's light a lucky right now.
Well, fellas, really, it sounded great.
Say, Jack, would you like to go to a show with me tonight?
No, not tonight, Don. I've got a date.
With whom?
Giselle McKenzie. You know, she sings on the Lucky Strike Hit Parade, and she's a lovely... Come in.
Here's your breakfast.
Thanks.
Here's the peppermint salt. Here's a whisk broom.
A whisk broom? What's that for?
Coming down the hall, I dropped your ham and eggs.
Look, I told you you can forget the jokes. This trip, I brought my own writers.
Okay, okay.
Give me the check and I'll sign it. Here, boy, and I wrote down the tip.
Say, Mr. Benny, wouldn't you like to erase the tip and give me the same amount in cash?
Why?
Then nobody but the two of us will ever know.
Okay, here.
Thanks.
Say, Don, do you care to have a little coffee with me?
Oh, no, thanks, Jack. I've already eaten.
Good, good. Well, I better eat before it gets cold. I got a radio rehearsal this afternoon, and tonight I got to pick up Giselle McKenzie. Gee, it's been a nice day. I like to walk along Broadway and look at all the signs. They're all the new pictures that have opened up. Beat the Devil with Humphrey Bogart. It Should Happen to You with Judy Holliday. Riot and Cell Block 11. Oh, yes, that's based on the life of Frank Remley. Gee, I thought the Hit Parade studio was right around here somewhere, but I don't see it. I better ask somebody where it is. Excuse me, mister.
Huh? You talking to me?
Yes. Hey, I know you. You're John L.C. Savone. It's nice running into you again, Mr. Savone, huh?
Wait a minute. Who are you?
Don't you recognize me? Here, I'll step under the light. Now, take a good look at me.
Holy smoke, it's Jack Benny!
That's right. Mr. Savone, the last time I saw you was in Hollywood. What are you doing here in New York?
Well, I'll tell you how it happened anyway. I was back in Hollywood. I was just hanging around the house. I wasn't doing anything. I was just hanging around the house. I didn't feel like doing anything. Just hanging around the house. I said to my wife, "Hey, you." She said, "Who?" I said, "You." She said, "Me?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "What?" I said, "Answer the phone." She said, "No." I said, "Answer the phone." She said, "No." I said, "Answer the phone." She said, "No." I said, "Answer the phone." She said, "No."
Well, gee, why didn't she want to answer the phone?
It hadn't rung yet.
Oh, well, if the phone hadn't rung, why'd you want her to answer it?
Well, she's just hanging around. She wasn't doing anything.
Oh, I see.
Well, then the phone rings, and it's a quiz program, and I answer all the questions correctly.
You answer the questions correct. That's what. What do they ask you?
Well, first they ask me my name.
Yeah, naturally.
They didn't stick me. I had it right here on my driver's license.
Oh, well, what else? What else did they ask you on this quiz program?
Well, they told me that they had asked the same jackpot questions of a lot of contestants. They asked me, "How many legs does a horse have?" And I said, 3, and I won.
Wait a minute, John. That's not the right answer.
I know, but I was the closest. Then they announced on the radio that the winner of the 2-week vacation in Honolulu was John L.C. Savone. And I said, "Holy smoke, that's me!"
John, did you say you won 2 weeks in Honolulu?
Yeah.
Then what are you doing here instead?
Well, I asked him if I could come here because I want to try out with the New York Giants.
But, John, you can't play baseball.
With the Giants, that's an advantage. Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
I see what you mean. Well, John, it was nice running into you, but I gotta go now. I'm a little late for an appointment. By the way, do you know where the Hit Parade studio is?
Yeah, it's just around the corner.
Well, thanks. I better hurry. Goodbye.
Sure, Mr. Benny.
Gee, what a character. Someone told him that peroxide would keep his hair blonde, so he drank 3 bottles. Oh, here's the theater. There's the stage door. Now, let's see where,
Hey, you, where do you think you're going?
Oh, I didn't notice you, Dorman. I'm going in to see Miss Giselle McKenzie.
Oh, yes. She left word for you to go right in.
Thank you.
You'll find her on the stage over there. And please be quiet. She's about to rehearse her number.
Okay.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you. If you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind. If you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all of being alive. And here is the best part, you'll have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you'll have a head start if you are among the very young.
Giselle, that was just wonderful.
Huh? Oh, it's you, Jack.
Yes, I came in just as you started your number.
Well, I'm all finished now. We can go.
Good. Is there any particular place you'd like to eat?
Well, how about the Colony Club?
Well.
21?
Oh, I don't know.
How about El Morocco?
Well?
Say, I know just the place. It's a little French restaurant on 83rd Street. You'll love it. It's called La Cuisine est pauvre, mais le prix est bien.
What does that mean?
The food is lousy, but the price is right.
Well, sound so nice in French. You know, Giselle, I figured you'd suggest a French restaurant. Your name is sort of French, isn't it?
Well, just my first name, Mackenzie, is Scotch.
Ah, the Scotch. They're great people.
Do you really think so, Jack?
Yeah, both Phil Harris and I love them, but for different reasons. We turned this corner here, don't we?
Oh, Jack, are we going to walk all the way?
Well...
Oh, come on, Jackie boy. Wouldn't it be fun with just the two of us in a cab?
Taxi! Taxi!
Are you on a cab, mister?
Yes. Get in, Giselle.
Where you want to go, folks?
Up Broadway to 83rd Street.
Okay.
Gee, as soon as he pushed the meter down, it registered 25 cents. You hear that noise there, Brent? What happened to 15 and 5? Oh, well. Giselle?
Yes?
Do you mind if I put my arm around you?
Well, no, Jack.
There we are. Now, as I was saying, since I saw you last, I thought about you quite often, and not as a singer or entertainer, but as a beautiful... 30 cents. A girl whom I could be very fond of. As a matter of fact, during my many years in show business, I've always thought of meeting a girl as sweet and intelligent as you. You know, yours is the type of beauty that I've always admired. Gorgeous figure, dark, flashing eyes, gleaming black... 35 cents hair. And you know, Giselle, I'm not usually serious, but a date like this tonight could lead to another, and then maybe we could get engaged, and after a while we'd even get married. And time, well, you know how it is. We could even raise a family and maybe have one or two or even three 40 cents kids. Or maybe, just like in the song, a boy for you and a girl for... 45. Whoops, that was a quickie, wasn't it?
Well, this is a ricochet romance if I ever saw one.
Oh, Giselle, stop kidding. I'm serious about this.
Hey, buddy, you back there. Ain't you Jack Benny?
Yes, yes, I am. You see, Giselle...
I thought I recognized you when you got in.
Thank you. You see, Giselle, I'm really fonder of you than...
Say, Mr. Benny, I got a brother lives in Los Angeles. Name's Crowley, Joe Crowley. You ever run into him there?
Crowley? No, I don't think so. Anyway, Giselle, every man must settle down sometime when man feels that romance has come into his life.
Cracks his knuckles a lot. Funny you never hide him.
Look, driver, there are nearly 2 million people in Los Angeles. I assure you, I don't know everybody.
But Joe wears glasses.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't see him. Now, let's see, where was I?
Romance had come into your life and Joe was wearing glasses.
Oh, yeah. Now, Giselle, as I was saying, there comes a time when every man... Holy smoke, look at that meter. 60 cents now. Driver, stop the cab.
Well, we ain't at 83rd Street.
I don't care. Stop the cab. Your meter's too fast.
Look, mister, you can't get in my cab and say I'm a crook.
I don't... You think I'm some tourist that you can take me for a joyride and play me for a 65-cent sucker? Well, you can't go do that. Stop the cab. Here's your money. Now, come on, let's go, Giselle.
But, Jack, what about dinner?
Don't worry. He stopped right in front of your apartment. You must have something in the refrigerator.
Oh, Jack, the CBS Radio and Television Networks, as well as your show, have been singularly honored by the American Legion, and here tonight is Dr. Frank Stanton, president of CBS.
Hello, Dr. Stanton. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Jack.
And also, Jack, I'd like you to meet Mr. James O'Neill, publisher of the American Legion's National Magazine.
Hello, Jack.
Well, it's good to see you, Mr. O'Neill.
It's certainly nice to be here with Dr. Stanton and you, Jack.
They say that when you put two Legionnaires together, it doesn't take long to get a convention going. So, Legionnaire Jack Benny of Post 264, Lake Forest, Illinois, we've got our own little convention underway with Dr. Frank Stanton as our guest of honor.
That we have.
Well, Dr. Stanton and Jack, as we move along in this new year, the American Legion reviews the accomplishments of 1953 in the fields of radio and television, and is privileged to present the CBS networks with these Legion awards. Dr. Stanton, as president of CBS, the American Legion commends you and your radio and television divisions for maintaining a high level of clean entertainment. We feel that the Jack Benny Show, sponsored by Lucky Strike Cigarettes, typifies that quality. We also wish to cite the CBS networks for their unexcelled public informational services. For these reasons, I am very proud to have the privilege of presenting you with these citations, Dr. Stanton.
Thank you, Mr. O'Neill, and you too, Jack. Speaking for the CBS Radio and CBS Television Networks, both of which, as you know, carry the Jack Benny programs, let me say that we are deeply honored by the American Legion's recognition of our efforts. It has been our continuing objective over the years to bring the American people the best entertainment and the most responsible news and public discussion within our power. This latest testimonial by the American Legion can only serve to give us renewed incentive in our steady pursuit of this goal. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Stanton and Mr. O'Neill. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back in just a moment, but first, a word to cigarette smokers. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Frank Fontaine for bringing us his character of John L.C. Savoni once more. Giselle, I want to tell you how happy I am that you could appear on my radio show tonight.
Well, Jack, it was a pleasure. Tell me, are you going right back to Hollywood?
Oh, no, I have a couple more things to do here in New York, and then on March 15th, I'm going to Washington, D.C. to say goodbye to an old friend.
Who?
My money.
The Jack Benny Program is written by Sam Perrin, Milt Josephsberg, George Balzer, John Tackerberry, Al Gordon, Al Goldman, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Marks. The Jack Benny Program is brought to you by Lucky Strike, product of the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Show over the CBS Radio Network.
Well, we don't have Amos and Andy coming up next, but we do have Bing Crosby. It's our Bing Sings feature for the week. And we're going back to March 26th of 1966 in the TV episode The Hollywood Palace. Here's Bing with a song that was a big hit that year.
You know, Mike Douglas, the fellow that has that very successful daily television show, he introduced a song not too long ago, and he made a record of it, and it's become a very big hit. And it appeals to me very much. I hope it appeals to you, too. The men in my little girl's life, the men in my little girl's life. Now it seems like only yesterday I can hear my little girl say, Daddy, there's a boy outside. His name is Rod. He wants to play in our backyard. Can he, Daddy? Can he, Daddy? Oh, please, Daddy. The men in my little girl's life, the men in my little girl's life. Then came ponytails and jeans. My little girl was in her teens. Popsy, there's a boy outside. His name is Tom. He wants to take me to the prom. Okay, Popsy? He's cute, Popsy. We'll be home early, Popsy. Before I knew it, time had flown. My little girl had grown. Now it was father, There's a boy outside. His name is Eddie. He wants to know if we can go steady. Can we, Father? Yes, Father? Can we borrow the car, Pop? Yes, it seems like only yesterday. I heard my lovely daughter say, Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Jim. He asked me if I'd marry him. I said yes. Got something in your eye, Pop? I love him, Dad. The men in my little girl's life. The men in my little girl's life. A child, an adolescent, a young lady, a wife. And oh yes, there's another man in my little girl's life. Hi, Dad. There's a boy outside. His name is Tim. I told him Grandpa was going to babysit with him. Oh, thanks, Dad. Bless you, Dad. Good night, Dad. The men in my little girl's life. The men in my little girl's life.
Go, Joe, go!
And just enough time to say I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening and hope you'll join me again next week. Until then, so long for now.